Where is your soul anchored? What moves you through each moment? Are you guided by a light from a higher place? Or does it come from somewhere darker, heavier, where the light is obscured and you can barely see it? But you know it's there, because your heart is still beating. Breath still enters your lungs. Your mouth is wet. And the breeze makes the hairs on your skin bristle up. Sometimes life comes at you hard. Life is like that. There are the up moments and the down moments. And sometimes it just comes at you completely sideways, unexpected. And the only way to transgress it is to find the light. Find it within yourself. I had a dream last night, and I woke up and I was sort of in the middle of a ceremony of some kind, lying down on my back, and I could see the aged face of some sort of a witch doctor man. It was coming at me with some sort of medicine where he had to brand three dots, burning dots, onto my trachea. And I could feel the singeing of my flesh so that the sacrament could enter, and it permeated into my trachea. It was some kind of a inhalant, strong, intense. And it immediately seeped into my bloodstream. It was intense, but I didn't know what its purpose was, what I was doing there. I just could tell somehow instinctively that I was being held against my will. And I could feel the effects immediately. It made me feel nauseous, heavy, dizzy. And after a few moments, I looked around and the witch doctor was gone. There was just this woman in the bathroom getting ready. She was maybe in her 50s, maybe from the 50s also. She was from another era. I could tell from her hair and her makeup and the way she was dressed. She was wearing a yellow dress. I didn't really engage with her because I didn't know what I was doing there, and I was heavily under the influence of whatever drug he had just administered to me, and all I could think to do was to get out of there. And it was obviously a hotel room, and I got the sense that we were somewhere in South America. I don't know why, but it just felt familiar. Maybe Brazil. And I stumbled out the front door of the room, found myself in the atrium, the belly of the hotel, and it was a very odd architecture. It's like four floors of a hotel, blue doors, white walls. And I stumbled down the hallway to the nearest stairs to get down, and I could see that there was sort of shops, almost like a mall underneath the hotel down below. And I made my way down there as best I could, but I found my legs to be clumsy. And I saw a restaurant bar I entered, and Calvin, Eddie Huang, some childhood friends of mine were there playing pool. But there was something in the air I could feel.